My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
How are you feeling about the Astros right now, man?
I'm not feeling
legit. Like the 713-572-4610. Like we've all been like, oh, they're done. Oh, they're not done. That was me. They can't hit the ball. Look at them tearing the cover off the ball. All of a sudden they're they need some starting pitching. Wow, starting pitching's great. But how all that together, how are you feeling about the Astros right now?
I feel sick. Honestly, I just feel sick because it's one thing if they lose a couple games and it's just like, well, the better team won or whatever. But you just feel so sick because it's like, man, we could have won that game.
Mm-hmm.
And the offense was just nowhere to be found. Star pitching was good, man. I got to keep saying that. They did their thing.
Yeah.
But the offense was MIA.
They're not playing complimentary baseball.
No.
Man. Like, I feel like all year, that's the main thing. It's either the pitching does good, and then the bats are bad. The bats are good, yeah. Pitching's bad. It's just complimentary
bullpen's
baseball,
bullpen's good, then bullpen's bad.
It's just,
just make you sit to your stomach. It's just like,
but is that a sign? The fact that they can't get it all together, and they always have?
I think so. I'm surprised they even this good. I thought it was going to be worse than this.
Yeah.
But that's why I said from the beginning, like, man, I don't know what they could do to get better.
Yeah.
And that's why I would hold tight at the trade deadline because I think
the trade deadline might come back to haunt them a little bit.
Yeah. I don't even know what they could have done in the trade deadline to even get better. Yeah. I just think this season, I think it was just a bad season. And, you know, even if they do make the playoffs, I'm above that, man. I want to get to the ALCS. I want to get to another World Series.
Yeah, talk about being spoiled and expecting things like we were talking about the Texans.
Yeah, so I think if it's not that.
We have a standard.
Yeah, I think if it's not that, then it's a failure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm at a place right now where, like, this time I really mean it. Because... like these next 25 games, they're a game and a half behind the Mariners. Mariners made some moves. I don't know if they're going to be able to hit the ball down the stretch, but they're still a game and a half up on the Astros. The Rangers feel like they can make a move, you know, and it is a gettable division, and they got two more against the Rangers. I'm at the point right now where if they can't make some hay in these next 25 games, it's going to be – and I know 25 is a big chunk, but what I'm saying is, like, outside of the White Sox, who are god-awful – they got series against the Red Sox twice, the Orioles, the Phillies, the Rays, and the Royals. And those teams are a combined 41 games over 500. That's the chance right there. You got to hold your own. You got to try to win more than you can and get the bats going.
Yeah, it's a lot of good teams in the AL, man. And I think the Astros are benefiting by playing in the AL West because it's probably the worst divisions out of all of them.
Yeah.
But, man, when you start looking at these other teams, it's like, oh, everybody is right there in the above 500 in some type of way. So they really got to hold they on. And I don't know how many wins they're going to rack off, but they got to at least.
Give me 15. Give me 15 out of 25.
I'm not saying they need to run the table.
Yeah.
But they
I'll take 18, but yeah, give me 15.
They gotta be on the positive side. They can't be losing most of these series like that.
Yeah, this is the stretch, man.
Am I crazy for it? I'm still holding on to like some hope
that they're gonna tear it up.
Yeah,
like what kind of hope though? Like, are you hoping they gonna at least make it to the playoffs and that's the success, or
no? Just
make flip a switch.
Yeah, flip a switch, and once they get there, we see the Astros that we know.
Yeah.
See, I kind of had a little hope after a while when they start racking on some wins and they got the first place, where I'm like, maybe they did flip that switch.
Oh, we felt it. Like, their offense was tearing it up.
Yeah.
Good stretch. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I thought they maybe they do got it in them.
And then it went back.
Yeah. So I just don't know if it's that same team a couple years ago where they just flip that switch and scare everybody and be the boogeyman that they've been the last 7 years.
Yeah, you need to tell me, though, Kyle Tucker will definitely be back, because I don't think it's going to be – I mean, it's going to be a long time. It's going to be to the end of August. That Justin Verlander is going to show some sign of something that he was when he comes back. That Luis Garcia, after Tommy John and everything else, is just going to be above average. You give me those three things with the pitching they have, maybe Altuve and Bregman, you know, pick it back up. And then maybe they can flip a switch.
That's asking for a lot.
That's asking
though,
for a lot.
That's a lot. That's if everything go perfect, then yeah, they could be, you know, competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But shoot, you got to look at the other teams too. The other teams been tearing it up too.
Yeah.
So you asking for Bregman to get back to old Bregman?
Mm-hmm.
You asking Altuve to do what he usually
carry
do?
The squad?
Yeah. And then, oh, by the way, Yordan, we need Yordan in there doing this thing. And, oh, if we get Kyle Tucker back, then he doing this thing. That's a lot to ask for, man.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me because they're the Astros, but a lot of stuff has to fall in place.
Yeah, everything got to go perfect, man.
Yeah.
And we can't have what we've been having the last couple days.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Last week.
Yeah.
8 days.
Yeah, that's unacceptable.
Yeah. You see your boy Jim Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Jim Harbaugh. This dude is
on my nerves.
This
man.
Dude is awesome.
Dude,
that he
I really thought about just flicking him off when I saw him this weekend, man. I even thought about taking the picture and just be like,
Oh, yeah.
Just right in his face. I can't stand him.
So we talked about yesterday all the allegations, the NCAA is coming down on Michigan, that Connor Stallions was wearing disguises on the sideline, that the new head coach deleted 52 text messages. So apparently he knew something about something there. And Jim Harbaugh stood up there yesterday and said, "Nah, man, I'm saying it with my chest. I got nothing to worry about. I got nothing to apologize for. Proud of this, proud of that, or whatever." Well, our buddy Paul Feinbaum, you know, responded as only Paul Feinbaum can.
I mean, it's an Oscar winning performance, Greeny. I mean, I had a lot of different emotions. I mean, I wanted to throw all kinds of adjectives up on the board. I wanted to label him as a pathological liar, as someone who is delusional. But I can't do it anymore because I think he in many ways is the Jack Nicholson of coaching. He's a man for all seasons. He has so many different lanes and you really just can't get mad at the guy. I mean, you can't say he ran a program into the ground because they won the national championship. Yeah, he left a stench behind, but as we have said, it will get cleaned up with very little penalty. He's making a fortune with the Chargers, and I'm going to bow at the feet of Jim Harbaugh for pulling off this scam and then acting like he didn't do anything wrong.
That was extremely well put in every possible way.
Yeah. Frankly, I'm not even really kidding. He should be a politician. Because, like, he can look you square in the eyes and just say anything, and people can buy in.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. Yeah. If he ain't do anything wrong, why did you leave after winning a national championship?
He ran out of town.
Yeah, you got the – man.
He ran out of town.
He's skedaddled out of town, man. You could have had a repeat. It was a good chance.
Hell
you could have went back to back.
Hell yeah.
And you've been kicking Ohio State ass.
Man,
and you skedaddle out of town, man.
Skedaddle is a good way to put it. But he's convincing, except for Paul Feinbaum.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.